good food and drink straight ahead, locally grown and operated. Take a look, guys. Stop in.
We're at Big Red Eats Green. It's on IU campus by the Art Museum. My name's Lindsay Taylor. I work for Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar. Today we're doing the Berry Berry Good, which is blueberries, strawberries, bananas, and raspberries, as well as the Farm Boy Tim, which has melons.
I got a Farm Boy Tim. Let's see. It's got blueberries, peaches, rhubarb, honeydew, and cantaloupe.
Do you know Soma's smoothies?
I do. They are downtown across from my church, and I go there all the time.
I'm Dorothy Granger. I have a business with Julie Thomas. It's called Bloomington Flower Power.
F-L-O-U-R.
Yes, ma'am. We are purveyors of fine handmade pastas. So we use local ingredients. For example, I love it. The basil's from my garden. We use squash from the farmer's market or spinach from farmer's market.
For examples?
For example,
hummus and tabbouleh and Greek vegetable wraps.
Pre-wrap?
Getting towards the end of the afternoon. And I don't want to take it back with me. And plus it gives everybody a chance to sample it and try it.
Pre-wrap?
I will.
There you go.
Talk to a real-life farmer right here, folks.
Did I catch you in a moment on the soapbox or something?
I'm kind of on a soapbox. Yeah.
And tell me why. Students, why should they buy local?
They should buy local because it's better for you and better for the planet. My name is Jonas Carpenter. I'm with Bread and Roses Nursery.
And I'm Salem Willard, and I'm also with Bread and Roses Nursery. You know, we don't exactly have the sexiest booth here, all those sorrel and chives. I mean, how can you resist? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just spreading the word.
For example?
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have a good afternoon, okay?
So Christine Barber, who's a professor at IU, said, okay, my one goal for today is get a Blue Boy ice cream sandwich. I have to get it. What's so great about these?
First off, the chocolate chip cookies are amazing. We roll them in cinnamon sugar and sprinkle them with sea salt. And then we use local honey ice cream. So the honey is from Hunter's Honey Farm. The eggs are from Poplar Ridge Farm. And if we made, say, the honey ice cream with conventional eggs, then it would be kind of a weird... It wouldn't be as bright. Our honey ice cream is like a golden yellow, and it's really pretty.
My name is Dominique Weberhunt. I am the pastry chef and the COO.
What are you buying?
I'm buying a chocolate chip cookie.
Have you had Blue Boy before?
I have never had it. No. So I'm excited. Let me try it. Pretty good. I'm digging it.
I am selling vegan donuts and vegan cupcakes. My name is Lisa Dorazeski from Rainbow Bakery. I would probably recommend the salted caramel cupcake. It's the most decadent, but also the... It pleases everyone, I feel like, you know, because it's pretty basic, but also has a nice pop of flavor.
And why is it important for you guys to be here today?
Well, we're a new business in town, and we wanted to get out and let the students know that we're here and just be involved with all of these people that are like-minded.
For this community to thrive, we need entrepreneurs, people coming in with ideas for new businesses. And if we support these local businesses, then the money stays here in the community.